From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The outcome of the Iowa caucuses may have blown the contest for the Democratic presidential nomination wide open, but it brought one candidacy to a close. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt finished fourth with the support of just over 10% of Iowa Democrats. He hinted last night that he was finished, and today he made it official. From St. Louis, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Iowa was supposed to give Dick Gephardt a boost. He's from Missouri, right next door, and he won in Iowa once before when he ran for president in 1988. But clearly for Iowans and Dick Gephardt, a lot has changed over the last 16 years. The labor support, which he's counted on throughout his political career, did not come through in last night's caucuses. Exit polls showed that Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and North Carolina Senator John Edwards both pulled more votes from union households. Last night, Gephardt canceled plans to head to New Hampshire and instead returned to St. Louis, the place where his political career began and which he's represented in Congress for the past 28 years. At an afternoon news conference, he said he'd given the campaign everything he had, but it still wasn't enough.
Today, my pursuit of the presidency has reached its end. I'm withdrawing as a candidate and returning to private life after a long time in the warm light of public service.
It's a career that began in 1971 when Gephardt, a young lawyer, the son of a truck driver and a secretary, was elected St. Louis alderman. 5 years later, he won his first election to Congress and was reelected over the years to 13 more terms. He rose to the position of majority leader and then became minority leader in 1994 when Republicans wrested control of the House of Representatives from Democrats. That part of his career is now over. Gephardt is not running for re-election to his old congressional seat, and today said he had no plans to challenge Missouri Republican Senator Kit Bond, who's up for re-election. But beyond that, he said he hadn't considered what might come next.
I'm proud of the campaign we waged. It was fought on the principles of fairness for our workers, security for our seniors, and opportunity for our children. My career in public office is coming to an end. But the fight is never over.
At today's news conference, Gephardt was tearful at the moment he named his family. They joined him, as did a handful of friends and longtime supporters. Afterwards, he shook hands with many people who had voted for him more than a dozen times since he first ran as alderman. One of them was 87-year-old Jasper Signorino.
He was always for the union people, middle class people, and that's what I like about him. And he's always for the senior citizens, too.
Signorino is a union member and retired train engineer. Now that Gephardt is out of the race, he says he's not sure who he'll vote for. For Signorino and others, Gephardt's endorsement will carry a lot of weight, especially here in Missouri, where 88 delegates are at stake on February 3rd.
Just like he says, in politics, you don't know what's going to happen. So whoever he backs, why, that's who I'll go for.
Gephardt says he's spoken with most of the other candidates, but says he hasn't had a chance to consider whether he'll endorse any of them or whether he'd consider an offer to join one of them as a running mate. Because Gephardt was considered unbeatable here, no other Democratic candidates have even been campaigning in Missouri. Now the Dean and Kerry campaigns say they are already making plans to visit the state. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.